Chat Matters. We're back with another episode. Sorry we've been a little bit wacky on our upload schedule, but we're going to try and get back on track. Unfortunately, Ryan couldn't join us today, so we're going to take a little short episode, and we're going to talk about like how like technology in the world has like affected humans and like their health, you know? Because obviously, we have so much new technology that has helped us, and some that has hurt us in ways that we don't know. Even though it may be like a normal everyday thing, we just don't know the effects behind it and stuff. And we also have new technology in the world that it's helping us like survive, like with medical technology and stuff like that. But I'm talking about like daily use electronics that we are all using all the time. So first of all, we have phones. Phones are big distractor in life because you're going to be checking your phone, checking to see how many likes you got on a post, checking to see if someone responded to you, checking to see if someone just texted you in general, and you're going to be really like immersed in your phone. And social media is a big factor in that because it shows you on your feed what you want to see, so it's like kind of engaging you in, and this like can really get in the way of life and other things like that because you're spending a lot of time on your phone rather than actually being productive, doing work, hanging out with friends, being social, right? Even though it may be, you may think you're being social because you're texting someone on the phone, it's just not the same if you don't have like human interaction. And like on top of that, with our phones, like obviously we have blue light, which is like very harmful on our eyes. And the more we use electronics, they have blue light in them, which can worsen your vision over time. That's why I don't know if it's like true, but I do see a lot more people with glasses these days than I guess when I was younger. But it's just like we use like a phone every day and we don't think about like all the like the harmful effects about it, but we just think about like what it helps us do on a daily basis. But on top of that, with all like the lights that we have, like people back in the 1800s did not have flip-on switch lights, TVs, or any of these large light things that we're seeing all the time. And we have lights in our bedrooms, in our house, and it throws off your rhythm of sleep because you could have your lights on until 2 a.m. and it kind of just tricks your brain into thinking that you're up or it's daytime and stuff. And it could really mess with how your brain reacts to it. And it like messes up your sleep schedule. That's why sometimes people like have really bad sleep schedules. They'll be up late at night with their phone in their bed, or watching TV, or on like a laptop or something. And there's light that projects into your eyes, and it's kind of like just making it feel like your body should be awake because it's projecting light, giving it daytime and stuff like that. And on top of that, I know I mentioned it before, but the social aspect, a lot of times we see people be playing video games and that's the, like, playing video games, going on their phone, social media, they're getting a lot of their social interactions through a screen rather than in person. And we saw this was, like, a big effect, especially during COVID, when everyone couldn't be around everyone. And so most of the relationships were built off Zoom and stuff. And it's, like, it builds like a barrier rather than helping people actually create new things. And it kind of slows social development. And especially for young kids too, I know there's a lot of kids that from quarantine that because they were only at home and they didn't get interaction with like other people, they become very shy and they didn't grow up with like people around them just other than their family for like a year and a year and a half. And they don't develop social skills, and sometimes their language skills are a little weaker because even though obviously you're speaking the same language at home, having other people talk and stuff, you kind of learn it and things like that. And also, I want to talk about the fact that like we're getting so much rewards from these technology, like the dopamine rush from like YouTube, Netflix, all these things where we're watching and we get happy. And we feel like satisfied just sitting at home watching TV and stuff because it makes us happy, it gives us like rewards and stuff like that. But we never really think about the other aspects of it, like that you could be spending this time doing other things or improving yourself and get that same dopamine rush from going to the gym or doing something else productive, like, I don't know, I guess reading books, doing stuff like that just to, like, do other things other than technology and keep your phone on screens. Even though it's, like, a big part of our world, there's no doubt about that screens and technology is going to stay the same. No one's going to not look at screens or everything, but, like, just to, like, sum it all up, you should be, like, limiting as much time as you can and spending more time, like, doing more productive things with books, people, rather than developing social lives on your phones. You could develop it in person, have more time outside, spend time outside and stuff like that, and be more active rather than just spending a lot of your time on your screens and other technology, because there may be long-term health effects with your eyes, social life, mental health and stuff like that. We can see, but, like, if you're able to limit it and, like, live a productive life, it just, like, all becomes better. And that's kind of just, like, all I wanted to say, like, just reiterating that, like, obviously there's no way getting around screens, but just try and limit it. But other than that, I just wanted to thank everyone for their continued support, and see you guys next time. Bye.